Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Daf Pei, Chulin ADA, pagination is 159. We'll start from four lines up from the bottom, the last word on the line, quoting from the Mishnah, Ketzad, how does the concept of Osova Espino play out? The concept of Osova Espino is that we're not allowed to shech the parent and the child animal on the same day. And the Mishnah explored different applications where other things are being brought into consideration and trying to figure out whether Osova Espino would apply, and likewise whether the other prohibitions would apply. One of the things that we brought to the discussion was the case of Kodshim Bachutz, sacred animal that was meant to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash. And now we have such animals that are being shecht outside of the Beis HaMikdash, which is a violation. But the basic principle that we worked with is that if the animal is fitting to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash at the time that it was shecht, then indeed it's a very high level violation, a violation of kares. But if the animal is, at the present time, not fitting to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash, then it's not really an example of Shechut Echutz. You haven't taken an animal that could have, at this time, been brought in the Beis HaMikdash and shecht it outside. And therefore, if the animal is within the prohibition of Osova Espino, because its parent or child was shecht today, then it is not eligible in the Beis HaMikdash to be a karban, and therefore it's not considered Shechut Echutz. Working all of those logical considerations together, we worked through the Mishnah. Amar Rav Yoshia said, Kula Masnisin Deloka Rav Shimon. Our Mishnah does not follow Rav Shimon. We'll only go through the first example that Rav Yoshia gives, although there are three. Mimai, how do you know that it's not Rav Shimon? And Rav Yoshia explains based on an example that we just gave. Midekatani, because we learnt, Kodshim Bachutz, if he shechts Kodshim, these two animals, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, Harishon Chayiv Kares. On the first one, you're going to be Chayiv Kares. Now, right there, we note that the first one is a Chayiv Kares. The second one, because it's included in the prohibition of Osova Espino as we understand it, is not going to be Chayiv Kares because it's not considered Shechut Echutz, because it was not eligible to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Ushneim Psulim, the Mishnah said, they're both pasul. Well, yeah, they're karbanos outside of the Beis HaMikdash. I'm good with that. Ushneim Sofkim Esawarboim. And both people would be liable to the punishment of lashes. The first one, because of Shechut Echutz, shechting a karban eligible to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash outside of the Beis HaMikdash. And the second one is Sofik Esuar Bayim Gets Malkus because of Osova Espino. The way we understand it, he's not going to be liable for Shechut Echutz because this animal, which is included in the prohibition of Osova Espino, is not currently eligible to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash. It's mechuser zman. It's the inappropriate time. You have to wait till the next day. And therefore, the two malkios that we're describing are number one, because of Shechut Echutz, and person number two, because of Osova Espino. Says Rav Oshia, but I'd like to introduce you to the opinion of Rav Shimon, and you'll see that these concepts are not compatible. Michti, Shaminan Leil Reb Shimon, we know the opinion of Reb Shimon de Omar that he holds. Shechita she'ena ru'uya lo shema shechita. A shechita which is not fitting, it doesn't accomplish shechita, is not considered a shechita. This is a sophisticated consideration. It is true that in the laws of Osova Espino, if one would merely kill the parent or the child of the current animal, then there's no prohibition of Osova Espino, because that first animal was not shecht. The rule of Osova Espino only applies if the animal was shecht. You kill it in a different way, it's not generating Osova Espino on its parent or child. Reb Shimon takes that concept a step further and says sometimes, even when Shechita is done, it doesn't generate Osova Espino prohibition on its parent or child, because it's a Shechita She'ena Re'uya, a Shechita that did not accomplish its purpose. And therefore, over here, where we have an animal that was shecht outside of the Beis HaMikdash, the first animal under discussion, indeed, shechita was done, but it's a shechita she'ena re'uya. It's a shechita that does not accomplish its purpose. It's kadshim outside the Beis HaMikdash. Reb Shimon holds that's not called shechita. Follow the logic. If it's not shechita, so then the child is not included in Osova Espino. That means the child is fitting to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, not only should the first one be considered Shechutei Chutz, but since it's not a valid Shechita, even the second one should also be considered Shechutei Chutz, because you don't have your out that we described until now. According to the first opinion, that since it's mechusar zman, it's not fitting right now, today, to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash, it's not considered shechutei chutz, and therefore all it is Osova Espino. According to Reb Shimon, you reach the exact opposite conclusion. It's not Osova Espino, because the first animal was a shechita she'ena re'uya, a shechita that's not fitting. So you're not going to get malchus for Osova Espino, but you should get malchus for Shechutei Chutz. That part is still fine, because the Mishnah only said that you get malchus, first guy and second guy. It didn't identify why the second guy is getting malchus. So it could be that the first person gets malchus because of Shechutei Chutz, and the second person gets malchus, well, according to Reb Shimon, also because of Shechutei Chutz. Whereas the first opinion says that he's getting malchus because of the Shechita as Osova Espino, but Shechutei Chutz is not relevant because Osova Espino precludes it from being fit to bring it in the Beis HaMikdash. Turn the page, and the Gemara explains what we've kind of done orally. Kama mikdal katle. According to Reb Shimon, it's a shechita she'ena re'uya, so the first one is considered merely killed. It's not a shechita. Sheini, the second animal, miskabo bifnim hu, theoretically would have been accepted in the Beis HaMikdash. So we worked through the malchios. You could have malchus because of this reason, malchus because of that reason. But the Gemara clinches its question by saying, kares nami lechayiv. The second person should also be liable for kares because it's shechutei chutz. Because according to Reb Shimon, the out of Osova Espino does not apply, because the first one was mikdal katle, merely killed, according to Reb Shimon. Again, the machlokes is that everyone agrees that it's only when there's shechita that Osova Espino will apply to the second animal. But Reb Shimon holds that a shechita, that's eina re'uya, that does not accomplish its purpose, like shechutei chutz, shechting kodshim outside the Beis HaMikdash, that too, in halacha, in psak, is considered a non-shechita. And therefore, Reb Shimon should consider the second animal eligible for shechita. It's not included in Asova Espino, and therefore it should be considered shechutei chutz, and therefore we're confounded by the fact that the Mishnah said that you only get kares regarding the first person and not regarding the second person. And so says Rav Oshia, our Mishnah is not compatible with Rav Shimon's ruling. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.